I'm assuming that these leads get down to you. Is that a fact?
No, that's been discussed at the last PRF and regional meeting.
They do not, huh?
Leads are not filtering down.
What happens to them?
They don't know.
They're part of the 70% that don't get followed up on, right? Because that's 70%.
Right now it's 100%.
100%.
Well, we got a list of leads from the IMTS show.
Yes, but there's hits that come in on the website, off of magazines,
right.
Things like that. It's just not filtering down to the sales staff.
How did you guys get the IMTS leads? Did you get them?
Somebody made an email. Somebody physically put them on an Excel spreadsheet and emailed them out.
Lou Navaco drove that. He got all the leads from the show, and he put them out to all the RMs, and we had like a week.
But you did go out and...
Oh, absolutely.
I followed up on everyone.
Yeah. If you didn't respond, you got...
But there's other leads that are coming in the sequel that's not coming to us.
Yeah, there's people calling up the tech team and stuff like that.
The website orders a free TB2500 insert in their area. In my area, I ought to get something to let me know that they did that, because they may not be an account that I've been in. But they could be somebody that I told to go there. It'd be nice to know that they followed up on it, so I need to get stopped back in.
Yeah. Hey, leads are something that are really important, and you need to get them, and you need to keep track of them. And you can give them to distributors if you want to have them do some legwork for you, but then you need to follow up and say, hey, whatever happened with that, and that sort of thing. Dig into accounts that stop doing business with you. Sometimes accounts can go away and they're doing business with somebody else, but they're unhappy with the new supplier. They got worse problems, and they may be happy to come back. So if you can go to a distributor, and this is something that the tech reps in here that have the more distributors, I'm just trying to figure out who the other one. I know there's two tech reps in here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Go into a distributor and get a list of all his records from past. And, are there companies in there that could be resurrected? They could go back into the telemarketing thing. Share success stories within the organization. To me, that's really important. Certainly within your region. If you do something and it works, or if somebody's got a good idea, share that with your region and promote that. Use the team selling concept. I was talking with one of you, and you said, well, yeah, I'm pretty left-brained, but my distributor's a pretty right-brained. We have a good balance. Or maybe he was right-brained, and his AE was left-brained, and they were just saying, that's a good team selling technique. And some people are better at penetrating an account, and some people are better at maintaining accounts. And I know over the course of my experiences that we did some team selling. It was very effective. Another thing that we did that I felt was really effective is bringing a whole bunch of people into a community, into an area. Like, for example, bringing 10 guys down to, we went to Phoenix, Arizona. We brought 10 people into Phoenix, Arizona. We got all of our distributors, and we had a big, kickoff meeting in the morning, 7 o'clock or something like that. And, we had demo inserts. We had orders. We were going to promote certain things. And then, we were going to come back that night and see how it went and so on. And it was really fun. We all went out, and it was new territory. We were all new guys because we were from different markets. And it was like a big spiff. When I got up into Canada, I did the same thing in, I don't remember what market it was, but went into some town, brought all the people from the regions, and brought some guys in from Detroit or whatever. And, it just creates a lot of energy and a lot of interest and that sort of thing. We'd go around. And maybe we wouldn't sell what we were trying to promote, but we would sell other things. So, that kind of a thing where you might have invite all the customers down for coffee or something like that. Distributors can have an open house and, people come in for a beer or whatever, and that can create some interest. And those are the kinds of activities that are reinforcing what we do, the testing and all that kind of stuff. But you can, that's like a strategic linkage. You're reaching more folks. Initiate drives into new markets or new customers that are close to you geographically. So don't ever underestimate the importance of geographical proximity. And when you have it, you need to point it out to customers. I live right next to you. Our distributor's right down the street. Those kinds of things, they have a kind of a subconscious factor that helps you to do more business with those customers. You can do web searches on Google for companies and email addresses. You could find women or ethnic minorities and go after them. Now, be careful. I mean, there are women that own job shops and stuff like that, and you can find who they are and go after them. Set up auto contacts. We already talked about the auto contacts. Work harder. You know, that's part of the deal. When the business is slow, you need to spend more time working.
Hey, John, yep. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to the Chamber of Commerce in Wayne County because it's kind of like at the far end of my territory.
Right.
And I wasn't sure what business where they were, but the Chamber of Commerce had a printed list of all the manufacturing companies in their whole county.
Is that right?
Yeah, addresses.
That were members or just all of them?
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Through their Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm. I see. Because normally you got to be a member of a Chamber of Commerce to, you know.
This was their like economic and business development
okay.
section they had right at their county building.
Libraries have that information too. Harris Directories is very common. D&B has a directory as well, and those kinds of things. But yeah, getting lists and then checking them out over time. You don't have to check these all out in the first day.